Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Coronavirus hospitalizations are now on the rise in 42 states.
It is reported that COVID hospitalizations are up in 42 states. I'm Chris Brenta with your news. Now, currently in Wyoming, there has been a slight decrease in hospitalizations, but COVID is taking up about 20% of ICU headspace. This data according to COVID Act Now. Wyoming has approximately 120 ICU beds. It is estimated that 23% are occupied by non-COVID patients. And of the 93 ICU beds remaining in Wyoming, 20% are needed for COVID patients as we speak. This data shows Wyoming is prepared to handle a hospitalization surge if it happened. Currently, Campbell County Health is in a good spot as well to handle a surge, as nearly close to 50% of ICU beds are available. Montana is not faring as well. They are dealing with a coronavirus hospitalization surge. Montana has 96 hospitalizations, and ICU beds are running low. COVID Act Now estimates only 3% of COVID ICU beds are available. In fact, it was reported last night by ABC News, a Billings hospital is at full capacity due to the influx of COVID patients in their ICU. I spoke with St. Vincent Hospital in Billings, and they have a few ICU beds still available. Later this morning, we will chat with the Billings Clinic hospital representative to get an update for you later today or tomorrow. In a recent report, the state of Wyoming ranked second in America for the best pay in 2020 to this point. According to business.org, workers in Wyoming make an average annual salary of $41,650 and only have to work 30.7 hours a month on average in order to afford rent. It is your Basin Radio Network news update.